After discussing the menorah, we are now going to go to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, otherwise known as the Mizbeach HaZov, the Mizbeach which they brought the Ketores on the Mizbeach. Every single day the Kohen would bring the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So now we're going to spend the next few days discussing the Hayrois, the lessons, and the Inyonim that we can learn out from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The first interesting thing that we find in the Mizbeach HaPnimi was that it's in the Torah, it's totally out of place. All the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are discussed in Parshas Truma. The Begodim of the Koyanim are discussed in Parshas Tetzaveh. The only Keli of the Beis HaMikdash which is discussed in Parshas Tetzaveh is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the shaila is, why is the Mizbeach HaPnimi out of context? Why is it the last keli, the Mizbeach HaPnimi? That's the first question that we have when we get to the topic of Mizbeach HaPnimi. The explanation is as follows. There is a big difference between the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the outside Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The outside Mizbeach was done b'chol ha'shturim. It was this huge Mizbeach with hundreds of Kehanim going up and down. It was a Lebedik Amatziv. However, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam Ma'ir Ba'yomoyed, that no one was allowed to be there when the Kohen brought the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is literally from the word Pnimi. It was a person that was in it for the truth. There's a Mashpia, I asked him once, if he can describe in one word the difference between a chitzen and a pnimi. One of the biggest curse words in Lubavitch is the word chitzen. In other words, to say that this person is a chitzen is a terrible thing. So they asked, I asked him, how would you describe a chitzen in one word? So he said, in one word, chitzen is tsulib. You're doing it because of something else. You're not doing it for the Eivishter, for the right cause. You're doing it for a reason. It could be a ruchniyistik reason, gashmiyistik reason, iskashistik reason. It's all tzulib. It's all because of something. However, pnimius is for dizach alein. Pnimius is for the thing itself. It's not tzulib. It's not because of anything else. The Mizbeach HaChitzin represents somebody that serves the Eibishter, but it's loy lishma. And therefore it's outside the main heichol. You start off there. It says, "La'ilam yasek adam teira shalei l'shma." You start off learning shalei l'shma, but the goal and the eventual place where we have to reach is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's the finale. That's the end. That's the ultimate level that we reach, a level of Mizbeach HaPnimi, meaning that we reach a level of serving the Eibishter l'shma. So the avoid of the Mizbeach HaPnimi represents the avoid of Lishma. There's a very interesting din discussed about the Mizbeach HaPnimi. In Mishnayis Mesechta Chagiga, the Mishnayis finishes off with the Machlokes as if the Mizbeach HaPnimi could become Tomei or not. And the Maskana is that the Mizbeach HaPnimi cannot become Tomei. And there's a Machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim as to why it can't become Tomei. One reason is, he says, Mineshenidma lekarka, because the same way karka can't become Tomei, so Zav, it's a raw material from the ground, it doesn't become Tomei. And the second reason, the Chachamim say, because it's Mechupa b'Zav, it's only covered with gold, it's not the Etzem. That's the way it is al pi nigla. And look at the Sichas Chayla Gimel, Parashas Tetzaveh, which is a Sicha from Tesvav Cheshvan Tavshin Yud Aleph. I mean, even before the Nesias, the Rebbe learns from this a fascinating Gairo. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, like we said, represents the Pnimius of a Yid. What happens if a Yid doesn't have Veda? A Yid becomes Tamei, so to speak. A Yid does something which L'chayra could bring Tumah onto his life. L'chayri has a machshava zora, a dibur zora, a maisa zora, any of these three things which can bring about tumah on a person. And now he claims to the Eibishter that his neshama is contaminated. La'avdol, by the Christians, you hear many times the expression that your soul is ruined, they ruined your soul. In other words, you're blackened your soul. In other words, they say that the neshama can be ruined. Comes the Chachamim and they tell you that it's only mechupe zav. Zav represents someone that's arangetan in gashmias. In other words, what happens if you get zav? So Chachamim say your essence is not zav. You're not totally fargrept in the yonim gashmim because a yid nishter vil nishter can uprise in zechvun alikus. A yid cannot be taken away from the Eibishter. A yid's emes erotzen is always to serve the Eibishter. A yid's emes erotzen is always to be part of the Eibishter.